This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For the first time in 4 years, Apple has announced hardware updates to its iPod Touch devices. These aren't the iPods of old, which were just tiny jukeboxes. The iPod Touch is pretty much an iPhone without the cellular connection. So why? Marketplace's Jack Stewart explains.
If the name iPod conjures up nostalgic visions of clicky wheels and tiny screens, I'm afraid those machines are long gone. The Touch, which starts at $200, looks like a mini iPhone, or a very mini iPad mini. Angelo Zeno, analyst at CFRA.
It is their entry price device, really, to get onto the iOS ecosystem.
That ecosystem means group FaceTime, iMessages, and the App Store, including the new Apple Arcade games subscription service. CEO Tim Cook underlined the importance of games to Apple at the launch in March.
iOS has become the largest gaming platform in the world.
So Apple's upgrading the iPod Touch specs to make graphics-heavy games run better. Steve Koenig from the Consumer Technology Association says that could help bring younger customers to Apple.
Giving them a competitive angle on companies like Nintendo with the Switch and the 3DS family of portable game consoles.
He says it could also appeal to adults who want a game without killing their phone batteries. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.